It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey there, Kent Clothier here. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Time Is Now podcast. We're here to show you and introduce you to all the cool concepts on how to not only build a really successful business, but build a really successful life, how to get out there and make it happen right now. So I'm glad you joined me today. I'm excited because we just wrapped up our Find and Flip Summit right here in San Diego, California. It was a very, very successful event. Had hundreds of people come in from all over the country to sit down with us and really allow 3 days, almost of drinking from a fire hydrant, if you will, right? Just pour a massive amount of content, massive amount of information at them and really try to help wake them up, inspire them, and give them a lot of good quality information, tactical information that they can go home and start applying right now. So I'm still on that natural high, if you will, although we did have the weather didn't want to play nice. I've lived in San Diego for 4 years. I swear to God, I've had 1 inch of rain in the entire 4 years I've been out here. And of course, the day we decide to put on an event, it decides to be a monsoon and we get, torrential downpours, hurricane, gale force winds out here on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it did not keep the people from showing up. So first off, hats off to all of you that made the trip. I know a lot of you had some tough travel going and coming, but I know also based on your comments and based on the survey that we did at the end of the day that overwhelmingly most of you thought that you got, that it was well worth the trip. So it was all cool. I thought I would just kind of do a little bit of a recap and let most of you know, because obviously most of you weren't there, let you know what you missed out on, one, and then two, what the big takeaways were, right? Because I think that people, here was my big takeaway. Let's just start there. My big takeaway for the event, and I've been doing this for a long time, but it's always humorous to me. People come in the room and they want to know how to buy a property or how to sell a property or how do I hire the first person or how do I turn this business where I'm going to kind of switch from the hustler mode into the business owner mode and kind of turn it into a really big deal. How do I do that? How do I build the rental portfolio? And I get all that, right? And all those things are covered. It's always humorous to me how much people downplay the importance of getting your head right. And I would argue that it's 80 to 90% of any successful person's success, ultimate success, is what's going on between the 6 inches in between their ears, period. And so we spend a lot of time on it, and it's amazing to watch the light bulbs go off. When people finally get it, when they understand that getting really, really dialed in and really understanding the importance of knowing who you are and what you believe in and why you're doing what you're doing and what you stand for and what you stand against and are you dealing from a place of strength and with high integrity, or are you dealing from a place of fear and scarcity? And when you get dialed in on those things and ultimately know what to do about them, it's amazing how easy any business gets, right? I've been doing this for a long, long time. Multiple industries, multiple businesses, many multi-million dollar companies. And I can tell you the one thing is always true. People want to belong. People out there, we all want to belong. We all want to belong to, I don't want to necessarily call it a cause, but we want to belong to something. We are naturally attracted to people around us that we want to be like and that we want to do business with. And so if you don't know those things about you first, how in the hell can you actually build a business or a life that would attract money, that would attract customers, that would attract partners or peers or associates into you? You have to be very, very unbelievably aware of who you are at your core, and you have to be more than willing to push that out front and center. So that was probably the biggest single takeaway that I had this weekend, was watching people kind of light up when they finally got it. when they realized that they could get dialed in on their core values, when they could get dialed in on their mission, where they could get dialed in on their purpose and their drive and what they, you know, what they needed to be doing daily and doing in an intentional way, when they can come from a place of gratitude, when they could come from a place of really kind of embracing the struggle, embracing the process, and understanding that a lot of the things that they had believed as new entrepreneurs were just simply false. You know, success is not a destination. It's ultimately a journey, right? And anybody that's done this for any length of time will tell you the same thing. You've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to fall down. You've got to be willing to get, you know, beat down and take some big, big hits. And when you get in that place, it gets infinitely easier to find the strength in your core values, to find the strength in, you know, really who you are as a person, to just get up and keep moving. Because it isn't about that. It's about keeping going. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com. Setting those expectations this weekend, I thought, was a huge, huge thing for most people in there. I also think that helping people understand that in order to do that, you have to go through a shift. You have to think differently. You know, I used to call it back in the day, I used to say you have to switch from being that consumer fear-based thinking to the entrepreneur who has a fear of, you know, regret, not a fear of failure. When you fear regret, like, I don't want to, how could I possibly live with myself if I didn't go for it? When you come from that place, it's amazing what you'll be empowered to do and the risk you'll be willing to take and the opportunities that you will seek out. So I think watching people go through that shift was probably one of the most rewarding things I've been a part of in a very, very long time. Went through a lot of stuff there on that side of it. Pat Precourt shared a lot of stuff on leadership. Jason Medley came in town and shared a lot about, you know, his journey, embracing the struggle, the things he's learned on how to keep a good level head about yourself as you're trying to build and scale a business, and how to do it in a methodical way, not do it in a not set yourself up for failure, quite frankly. We had Roland Frazier come in, the great Roland Frazier. Most of you probably know who Roland is. He's a wildly successful entrepreneur out there and sits on our board and is a member of our team as well, part of our ownership. And I can tell you, he came in and rocked the house, really talking about how to bring businesses to scale, kind of looking around corners, if you will, understanding what's going on, being very, very aware of what's driving you, what the market forces are that are driving you, what drives growth and versus what drives scale, and where those fit into your plan. Frank Kern, the amazing Frank Kern, came in, one of the single greatest marketers in the world today, came in and spent an hour at the Find and Flip Summit. And really, what was really cool about what he did was he backed, without knowing anything about real estate. This was wild, right? He came in on Saturday night and walked everybody backwards, said, here's how you start with the end in mind. Now, let's start with where you make money, where the actual check gets cashed. And let's go backwards and kind of walk through the process on each step that makes that happen. So he took the entire audience through a step-by-step process, literally did it right there in front of him on a whiteboard. And in the end, found some massive, massive levers that I don't think anybody in the audience, even the most experienced real estate investors and experienced realtors in the audience, had any idea existed. And what was really interesting about it is that it was, it was equally beneficial to those that weren't really into the real estate side of it. They're just in the business side of it. But the process of kind of working backwards and finding these big levers that you're just ignoring. Most people think, oh, I've got to bring in more customers. Oh, I've got to figure out how to squeeze out more dollars. And his entire point was, there are things going on in your business right now that do not require you to spend any more money and do not require you to drive in any more customers. They just require you to be a little more efficient in some process. Some process is costing you money right now. And his classic example was where for the audience, who talked about that, and the number of people that call in, sellers specifically, that call in to sell their house, that result in appointments. And how to improve in that. And then also how many appointments that actually result in a deal and how to improve there. On average, about 20% of appointments turn into an actual transaction. And so just taking it from 20 to 40 doubles the size of your business. Doesn't require any more traffic. Doesn't require you to go on any more appointments. It just means you just have to figure out a way to convert better. And he came up with a phenomenal idea that honestly, you can just hear the room take a big gasp on how to do that very, very effectively. And it was truly, truly remarkable. It was a pre-indoctrination sequence, kind of getting a potential seller in the perfect state of mind prior getting there. So by the time you got there, it was, the gears had been greased. It was really, really, really powerful. Equally had Vinny Fisher come in from Fully Accountable, who is our CFO firm. He shared a lot of great stuff. This is a guy that's built several companies in the 8-9 figures. Truly a remarkable guy, and had a lot of very, very valuable insight to share about really doing it in a methodical way, thinking through the process. I think what was interesting for me is how many people out there, again, when you get some of the brightest business minds out there today and you put them all in one room and they're really not talking amongst each other, but they largely say the same thing from the front of the room. At that point, you got to perk up and pay attention. And everybody was saying the same thing. Start with the end in mind. Decide what you want it to look like and work backwards. Be willing to take risk. Control what's going on in your head. Create an environment where people are attracted to it and you're not chasing money. All of these topics kept coming over and over and over and over again. Equally, everybody was talking about the importance of marketing and the importance of conversion, the importance of continuing to improve your skill sets. It was really, really very, very good stuff. Good stuff. So if you didn't get the opportunity to come, I can tell you that you can go to findandflipsummit.com and there you can buy the recordings. It's really simple. Go to findandflipsummit.com. You can buy the recordings. They're going to ship out. The videos are rendering right now, so they should ship out certainly by February 1st to everybody. And you can just sit there and watch it on your own timetable. Equally, we're going to put together all the presentations and get those included in that package on the DVD set as well. So again, go to findandflipsummit.com if you are interested in getting those recordings. I think you're going to find them really valuable. And the beauty of it is you can refer to them over and over and over again. Again, really powerful weekend. I am truly humbled by how many of you came in town, and even more humbled by how many of you, turned around and watched it on the live stream and tuned in. We had some Facebook Live stuff going on. It was really, really cool stuff. And I look forward to seeing you guys next year at it. Now, stay tuned, because on the next few episodes, I'm going to start breaking down, because a lot of questions people want to know, brand new investors want to know how to get into real estate and how to do their first deal with little or no money. Most people don't believe that's possible, but it is. And so tune into the next episode. We're going to do a 5-part series, and I'm going to show you exactly how that's done. Until then, take care. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.